Welcome to the Nourishing Amy podcast. I'm Amy Rankin. I am an emotional intelligence and life coach, a speaker, a creator, and a wellness chaser. I have created this podcast for you to learn habits, mindset changes, and get really actionable takeaways to find out who you are, what lights you up, how you can love yourself again, and how to live your best life. Give yourself the space to welcome in more self-care and confidence. Reduce feelings like overwhelm and stress, and let's find your sparkle again. Are you ready? Let's do it. If you liked this episode, I would love for you to screenshot and tag me on Instagram. You guys have no idea how much that absolutely makes my day. I get such a big smile on my face. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I hope that you have gotten something from this episode. If you want to hang out more, you can search the Nourishing Amy podcast community in Facebook and come and join our group. We're talking all things life, love, overwhelm, and everything in between. You can share your funny memes, your stories, and all of the life stuff. If you would like to get in contact with me, please don't hesitate to reach out and shoot me a message on Instagram. You can find me at Amy_Rankin. Last but not least, it really helps to support my podcast when you subscribe and leave a review on whatever app it is that you listen to this podcast on. I am just a little independent podcaster, and every subscribe and review helps my podcast to be seen and heard by more people and to help more people get their sparkle back. Thank you again so much for being with me, and have a fantastic day. Hello and welcome back to the Nourishing Amy podcast. Welcome to episode 91. Today is going to be a bit of a fun episode for you, because why not? I feel like mindset and well-being and feelings and all of that stuff, it can feel really big. And especially if you're listening to this episode when it's currently being released, we're still in lockdown. And I'm not going to get hung up on the whole lockdown chat, but like, I'm just going to be honest and say some days just feel a bit blur. And I've been doing some Instagram lives on that. I've been doing some Facebook lives. I've been talking a lot at different collaborations, at different workplaces and things like that. But I just thought, let's get a bit fun. Let's just be a little bit silly and let's do some personality tests. So you know what? If you want to go and pour yourself a glass of wine or have a cup of tea. I was listening to a podcast episode that they were talking about a personality quiz a few weeks ago, and it was funny. I had already been sitting down on a Saturday afternoon and was drinking a glass of wine and having some cheese and crackers sitting out the back in the sun, and I was like, this is kind of fun. Like, I'm kind of liking this. I don't really have much else to do at the moment because we're in lockdown. So I just kind of had a little bit of fun with it, and I thought, why not bring that to the podcast for you guys today as well? So I've actually been doing a little bit of research, because it's kind of hard to do personality quizzes, like to talk them out and to get you to do them. So I've been doing a little bit of research. I've found two that I think are pretty cool, and you're going to be able to do them along with me while I'm talking. So maybe grab a pen and paper if you want to grab a pen and paper so that you can remember your answers, you can write them down. And I'm also going to tell you apparently what these answers mean as well. So let's just have some fun, right? I'm going to be honest. I started recording this episode and then remembered that I haven't really thought about a recommendation for you for this episode. I'm just trying to think really quickly of what I've been watching. Actually, you know what? I know I've spoken about it before, but if you haven't watched it yet, Aaron and I rewatched I Am Not Your Guru by Tony Robbins on Netflix on the weekend. Like, I mean, I'm going to assume that if you're listening to this podcast, you're into like learning about mindset and yourself and your self-development and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm going to then assume that watching a documentary like that would kind of be your jam. And I've seen it multiple times before. Probably about 2 years ago was the last time I watched it. But I've seen it quite a few times before. And every time I watch it, I just love it. Like, I'm such a fan of Tony's, but I just find like the emotion conveyed and just watching people work through their stuff live with him in his Date with Destiny workshops and seminars is just incredible to me. And it also kind of helps me to like work through some of my stuff too. Like, I don't know, I just feel like every time I watch it, I feel refreshed. I feel like I'm able to kind of let go of some of the like things I've been holding on to, or the feelings that I've been kind of not wanting to let go of or not wanting to pay too much attention to, I suppose. And it just kind of helps me to work through that too. So that's going to be my recommendation for you, because that's what I did on the weekend. I feel like, I don't know, like it's kind of hard sometimes to think of a good recommendation when we're in lockdown, because I mean, like, I can't really get out and do very much stuff, right? But anyway, let's talk about these personality quizzes. So like I said, go and get comfy. Like, put on your track pants, grab a glass of wine, make a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, grab your notebook, get a pen and paper. Let's just chill. Maybe put some essential oils on, put your favorite candle on. Let's include some self-care in this as well, and let's just have a little bit of fun together. So the first quiz that I have for you, or the questions that I want you to be answering, it's called the Cube Test. And I don't know why I've never even like heard of this before, but as I was reading about it and I was watching a few different YouTube videos on it, I was like, this is so cool. I love this stuff. So I really hope you guys love it too. I'll leave the links over in the Facebook group as well. So if you are a part of the Facebook group, or if you've listened to previous podcast episodes before, you would have probably heard me speaking about the Enneagram test. That's a link that I left over in the Facebook group a few months ago when I was talking about that in a podcast episode prior. So you can go and just search for the Nourishing Amy podcast community over in Facebook. It's a group, or you can just click the link in my Instagram bio and it'll take you straight there if you're having trouble finding it on Facebook. And just search Enneagram in the Facebook group and that link will come up and you can go through and do it. Whenever I talk about the Enneagram test or I give you guys the link to go and do it, I get so much feedback that you guys have loved it and it's just like speaking to your soul, which I mean, that's the point of it, I guess. But yeah, it might be interesting to go and do that if you haven't done that yet. So let's talk about the Cube test. Now, I'm going to ask you a few things that I want you to imagine. Sorry, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you things I want you to imagine. So, and just write down your answers if that feels good. I mean, you don't have to, but there is a few questions or things I want you to be thinking about. So you might forget the first ones that you answer as we're going through if you don't write them down. So take a nice deep breath. Let's get our imagination on. Now, I want you to imagine that you are walking through a desert. So let's just take a nice deep breath in and exhale as we're just kind of letting go of anything that's been happening during the day, anything that's distracting you. Just imagine you're walking through a desert. Now, as you're walking through this desert, you see a cube. I want you to answer, how big is this cube? So you're walking through the desert, you see a cube. How big is that cube? Now I want you to think about what material your cube is made out of. So you're looking at this cube, you're looking at how big it is, you're looking at what material that cube is made out of, what it looks like. And I also want you to be thinking about and imagining, how far is your cube from the ground? So these are the answers that I want you to be writing down. So how big is the cube? What material is the cube made out of? How far from the ground is your cube? Now, near your cube, There is a ladder. I want you to imagine a ladder that is near your cube. Where is your ladder in relation to your cube? Where is your ladder in relation to your cube? Now I want you to think about what your ladder is made out of. What material is your ladder made out of? Now I also want you to picture a horse next to the cube and the ladder. So we're picturing a horse next to the cube and your ladder. Now I want you to answer, is your horse wearing anything? Does it have reins? Does it have a saddle? Is it wearing nothing? What does your horse look like? And this is just like first answers that come to your mind. Now, what is your horse doing? What's your horse doing when it's standing there near your cube and your ladder, or sitting down, lying down, whatever your horse is doing? And now what I want you to imagine is that there is flowers somewhere in your scene, in your mind. Somewhere in your desert, there is flowers. I want you to think about how many flowers there are there. Is there one flower? Is there a few flowers? Is there heaps of flowers? How many flowers are there? And there's no right or wrong answers with any of these. This is all just your imagination. And I want you to think about how far away are those flowers from your cube? What's the distance between your flowers and your cube? Are they close? Are they right next to each other? Are they a bit further away? Are they really far away from each other? What's the distance? How far away are your flowers from your cube? And last of all, there's a storm that's brewing. I want you to think about how close that storm is to the cube, to the ladder, to your horse, and to your flowers. Where is this storm happening? Is it really far away? Is it close? Is it right on top of everything, of the cube, the ladder, the horse, and the flowers? And my very last question for you, do you feel scared of that storm? Or is it just something that you're witnessing and it's just there? How do you feel about that storm that you're witnessing and that you're imagining? All right, how did you go? Did you remember all of that? Of course, you can pause, you can rewind, you can go back if you feel like you've missed any of the questions. But let's go through and have a little bit of fun and think about what these answers apparently mean. I feel like this is something that's cool. Like, you could get really familiar with these answers and you could actually do this quiz on some of your friends as well. So let's go back and think about your cube to start off with, because your cube was the first thing that we started to imagine in your desert. So first of all, the size of your cube. So the first question that I asked you was that you saw a cube and I asked you how big your cube was. So the size of your cube is the size of your ego. So there's no right or wrong answers with any of these, no judgment for yourself. Like I said, this is just a little bit of fun, but apparently the size of your cube is the size of your ego. Now the transparency of your cube, so thinking about the next thing that we were thinking about was the material that your cube was made out of and what that looks like for you. So the transparency of your cube shows how open you are with people. Now, the next thing that we were thinking about was how far away your cube was from the ground. So they say that the closer your cube is to the ground, the more grounded and centered you are and you feel. Now, next we started to imagine there was a ladder that was also in your desert. And we were thinking about the distance between your ladder and the cube. Where was your ladder in relation to your cube? Now, it says that the distance between the ladder and the cube that you were imagining shows how close you are to your friends, or how close at the moment you feel that you are to your friends. Now, this to me, when I was doing my research for this, kind of was a bit of an interesting one, because I thought, I wonder if the answers for this would be different if we weren't in lockdown. If you're currently listening to this and you've been in lockdown for a little while, I wonder if the answers would be different. Interesting, right? Anyway, the next one that we're looking at, so we've got the distance between the ladder and the cube shows how close you feel to your friends. If the ladder was leaning against the cube, it means that your friends feel like they can lean on you for support. Now, we were also thinking about the material of your ladder. So the sturdier the material for this ladder means it's the stronger that you feel your bonds are to people in your life. Now, next, we started to also imagine a horse. There was a horse that came into the picture here. Now, the horse being tied up or saddled means that you like to have more control in a relationship. On the other hand, the wilder the horse, the wilder you like your relationships. Now, the last things that we started to imagine, we have our flowers. Now, the more flowers you pictured, apparently the more children you want. And the closer that those flowers are to your cube, the more you think about having children. The very last thing that we thought about was the storm. Now, the storm is your levels of stress. The more threatening that storm was, or the more worried about that storm, or the more scared you felt about that storm, the more stressed you currently are. So how did you go? What did you think as you were listening to these apparent answers, like decoding your answers for the cube test? What was coming up for you? Do you feel like it kind of hit the nail on the head? Is there things that you kind of are questioning or not feeling was 100% correct? Like I said, this is just a little bit of fun. So if you feel like it missed the mark, hey, that's okay. No worries. I do have another one to do for you. So this is a walk in the woods test. And apparently it's a relational psychology test. So what it says is the answers to these questions indicate relevance to values that you hold in your personal life. So let's get into it. If you want to, again, you can write these answers down. So I want you to picture yourself walking through a beautiful forest. The sun is out, there's a breeze. It's just a really nice environment for you to be in. I want you to think about, in your forest, who are you walking with? As you continue on in your walk through the forest, you come across an animal. What kind of animal is it that's in the forest there with you? You come up to the animal. What does the animal do? You start to walk deeper into the woods and you come to a clearing. There's a house in the middle of the clearing. How big is it? How big is that house? Is it fenced in or is it just open? You start to walk up to the house. You walk up to the door of the home and you notice that it's open a little bit. So you decide to walk in. You're walking in, you see a table. Think about and describe what is on that table. You finish looking around the house, you leave out the back door, and there's a really big lawn. In the center of that lawn is a garden. And in that garden, as you're walking through, you find a cup. What is that cup made out of? And what do you do with the cup? As you walk to the end of the garden, you find yourself at a body of water. What kind of body of water is it? Is it a lake? Is it a river? Is it a pond? Maybe it's a stream. Now, you notice that you kind of are feeling like you want to start to make your way back home. To get back home, you need to cross the water in order to get home. As you're doing that, how wet do you get? And now you're on your way back home. All right. How are you feeling? Ready for some answers? Okay, so the person that you were walking with in the forest, so this was the first question that we were thinking about. You're walking through this forest, there's someone with you. The person you are walking with is the most important person in your life. Now, as we were continuing to walk through the forest, there was an animal. We were thinking about what type of animal it is. We also thought about the size of the animal. Now, the size of the animal that you come across is a representation of the size of your problems. How big or small you feel like at the moment your problems are. Now, when we were thinking about the animal, you came up to the animal. We were thinking about what the animal did. Now, if that action was more severe, it means that you tend to be more aggressive, apparently. If it was more peaceful, then it means you feel like you are more passive. Now, as we continued to walk through, there was a house. The size of the house is supposed to represent the size of your ambition. Then we were thinking about whether there was a fence or if there wasn't a fence. Now, if there was no fence around the home, it means you tend to be more open. Now, then we were also thinking about the food that was on the table. There was a table. Sorry, we were thinking about a table, and then we were thinking about what was on the table. If what you saw on the table wasn't food, people, or flowers, apparently it indicates that there is some level of unhappiness or unease in life at the moment. There's something that you would like to be focusing on and changing in your life. Now, the next thing that we were thinking about was that there was a cup that you came across. How durable you feel that cup is supposed to be representative of how strong your relationship is with your first person in the part of your story. What you did with that cup is supposed to be representative of your attitude towards that person. This one's a funny one. The size of the body of water that you imagined is supposed to be related to the size of your sex drive, which I find super random. Now, if you got very wet as you were crossing that body of water, maybe you fell into the water, maybe it was really deep. That indicates that you feel that at this point in time, sex is important to you. If you didn't get very wet, maybe you were able to just jump across that body of water or that stream, that river, then maybe it means that you feel like sex is a bit less important to you at the moment. And then once you started to cross that body of water, you were on your way home. And that's the answers for your forest test, your relational psychology test. So how did you go? What did you think? I'm so interested. Like, I mean, look, I always take these answers with a grain of salt because I kind of feel like, you could get different answers every single time you did this test, like depending on how you're feeling that day, what's been happening for you in your life that week or that specific day. So like you could get, like I said, different answers every single time you do this test. If you did it every day for a week, you could definitely get different answers for every day of that week. So who knows? But like I said, I just wanted to have a little bit of fun together, just give you guys something a little bit different to focus on, something a little bit different to be doing. Now, like I said as well, maybe the Enneagram test or the Enneagram quiz is one that you would like to do. Now, the Enneagram quiz is definitely more in depth, and really we look at the different personality types. There's 9 different Enneagrams. What you will find is you will, as you're going through the quiz, be a main type of Enneagram or a main number, and then you will probably have a wing of another number. So basically it means that there's kind of one personality type that you really lean more towards, and then your wing is like you have aspects of that other number as well. The thing that I like about the Enneagram tests that you can do or the research that you can do on the Enneagrams is that you can learn about the things that really help you to feel like you're thriving in life or the things that really help you to feel good. But you can also learn about the things that would challenge you or the things that might get in your way. Now, I also think it's really important to remember when you're doing any type of personality quiz to be wary of then after that labeling. Sorry, Ollie's waking up in the background, so I'm going to finish up in a minute. Labeling yourself with these traits after you have learnt about the different aspects of these personality types. It's the same as when people say like, oh, that's just me because I'm a Virgo or I'm a Leo, and like they really buy into their star signs and things like that, and they excuse their behavior because of the star sign that they are. Like, come on, guys, we need to take a little bit of responsibility for ourselves in our lives, right, as well. So yes, we can notice traits in our personality, or we can feel really seen by reading a horoscope or by doing the Enneagram quiz or a personality test and feeling like, oh my gosh, yes, like that really fully, I feel like it speaks to me and explains me and my personality and the things that do help me to feel good and the things that do make me feel uncomfortable and all of that type of stuff. And it's cool to notice these things. But also, like I said, really starting to notice to be careful of and wary of not buying into labels then and just excusing behavior that you have because, oh, it's because I'm this type of Enneagram number or because I'm this personality type or this star sign. You know, just take it all with a grain of salt. Be aware of the things that potentially you do notice that sit with you that you're like, oh, that's cool. Like, I've never noticed that about myself. Or like, yes, that really is me. When that happens, that thing does make me feel stressed or uncomfortable or overwhelmed. But be interested and intrigued in how that works for you and your personality type, and maybe how you can start to create a little bit more self-awareness around these things as well, which is kind of cool. Anyway, like I said, I can hear Ollie waking up and I don't want him to be too annoying in the background for you guys, so I am going to finish up. But I hope you had a little bit of fun with these. I hope this was just a little bit of like a playful episode for you. If you've got any questions about the Enneagrams or anything else at all, please feel free to come and send me a message over on Instagram. Come and join the Facebook group and message me over on Facebook in Messenger if that feels good for you. And I hope you have a beautiful afternoon. Bye-bye.